Next week, May 4th, on our broadcast in our 10 o'clock hour, our On the House hour, we kick off Remodeling Month. The whole month of May, we'll be talking about remodeling projects, room additions, patio to Arizona room conversions, outdoor living spaces, all things that we can do at our home, castle, or cabin, upgrading for an expanding family or downsizing for a shrinking family or aging in place for the long-term perspective. So that'll be here, starting with the cost versus value report. We've got a really great in-depth interview we did with the publishers of Cost versus Value that can give you a great projection on what you can expect to get back for different projects that you invest in on your home. Markets vary dramatically. A big part of that is just because, you know, an older market, something farther on the East Coast, their building is much more dense, a lot more condos, a lot more street apartments versus out West where we've got bigger homes, more acreage. Well, the things we can do in those markets add value. What we can do in one market can add value to the home over here, but not in this market over there. So we've got a great regionalized down to not only Arizona, but they were able to get data that split Phoenix and Tucson. And what trickles into the mountains from there is fairly close, I would think. But it is a scary time in Arizona. I don't think I've been this nervous since about a decade ago. Actually, a little longer than a decade ago, when the growth and development just seemed to be no end in sight. There was a real estate section brought back up, and I hadn't heard this talked about in a long time. But the supersized Arizona Suncor, which is basically a prediction that Phoenix and Tucson will be the same metropolitan city one day, and a Sun Corridor from Nogales up to Dewey.
Okay. Yeah, I lived in Dallas-Fort Worth for 10 years. Now, that makes more sense. You know, it's a huge metropolitan area, and all those little small towns that they're now part of the whole metroplex.
I think you even say it Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington now.
Yeah, Arlington. But the distance between those two cities and the distance here, this is what I'm questioning. That's, what, 121 miles between?
From downtown districts, yeah.
Districts. I'm just having a rough time wrapping around my head. Is this going to be the Dallas-Fort Worth of Arizona? 120 miles sounds pretty big. Unless Eloy becomes like New York City or something.
This is the third year in a row Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in the nation. Mm-hmm. And followed by Clark County, which is Las Vegas. And all of the top 10 fastest growing counties are in the South or in the West.
Wow.
A lot of those people coming to Maricopa are coming over from California.
California.
So it's the same water supply.
I was just thinking of the Beverly Hillbilly song, you know, California is the place you ought to be. Well, that's changed now. Because a lot of folks are moving from California to Arizona.
Microsoft pays $37 million for more land in the West Valley. I don't remember the total number of what they've already bought. They've got a huge expansion plan for the West Valley, huge community. They do tout it as like a net zero, high water efficiency, sustainable, regenerative, blah, 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 blah. But who knows? A lot of that is just in the way that the press release is presented to make you not nervous about the massive growth plan. It creates sad stories like this. You know, you've got in the North Valley, the New River Desert Hills Incorporation Committee trying to incorporate New River Desert Hills, getting huge pushback from the majority of the residents lived there who moved out there to be out of an incorporated city.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just going to keep creeping. How far can you move and still?
I'm looking at the future when we do an Arizona staycation at the beautiful resorts in Superior, Arizona. It's not so far-fetched after reading that story.
It'll be slope-side lots on the pit mine eventually.
Right.
The open pit mine. But, you know, what can you do? And unless you've got this kind of investment, you can't combat it. Blackstone Real Estate just spent $55 million on mobile home parks in the Phoenix metropolitan area. You think they spent $55 million on mobile home parks to keep them mobile home parks?
Oh, no, no.
It's going to be like that mobile home park that's a Costco now on Cave Creek and the 101.
Yeah.
But that's not the only money. This is a New York-based company. That's not the only money they've spent over the last few years. They bought an apartment complex in Peoria for $67 million. In October, they dropped $158 million for apartments in Tempe, $357 million the year before on seven other apartment complexes in Phoenix. I mean, the big money is coming to Arizona, and it makes me a little nervous, Gary. I don't know what to think of it all. Canadian developer just broke ground on a 1,300-acre property that they're putting 3,700 homes on in the West Valley. It's the same developer that built the Eugene, which is part of Hudson Yard, a big district in New York going in.
What remains to be seen?
Oh, it's going to be an interesting time, an interesting place. I don't know what the future holds, but I can tell you this. We'll be back here next Saturday to help you work through it all and make the most out of your home, castle, or cabin. Till then, be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.